Eastside Kia, dare to compare with throwback pricing. Save $5,000 on a 2014 Kia Rondo LX, only $18,460, or $87 biweekly for the first 15 months. It's Eastside Kia. Hello, Elliot. I heard what you said about me on Friday, and I'm sour.
I bet you are. You had a good weekend doing Masters golf-like stuff.
Your disparaging comments did not... I heard them loud and clear, mister.
Oh, okay. And how did you react?
I just got on the plane and went golfing.
Texted me an F-bomb.
Really tough.
It ruined my weekend. So, pretty big day in Toronto between exit interviews, who has spent their last day in a Toronto Maple Leaf locker room, and, of course, the installing of Brendan Shanahan to one of the most powerful positions in hockey.
Yes, the press conference is in about 30 minutes. I'm just heading down there now. I think we're also wondering, you know, exactly what they're going to say about the head coach, too, because we haven't heard anything yet. And we know that Dave Nonis is going to be part of this press conference. We don't know about Carlisle and his speaking schedule, and I think that's one of the kinds of things that we're wondering about and we're looking for clarification with, no doubt about it.
Carlisle is, I mean, he's not going to survive this, is he?
I don't see how he can. I mean, I was talking to somebody on the weekend, and it's kind of like, it's almost like you have to offer up a human sacrifice somewhere, right? Like, you look at Vancouver, and they've already offered up Gillis, and they may offer up Tortorella, too. And you look at Toronto, and I think Nonis stays for a while. Like, I mentioned on the show, there was a lot of speculation that after the Shanahan thing got done, but maybe Calgary would ask for permission to speak to Nonis. That makes a lot of sense. You know, Brian Burke likes working with David Nonis. They've worked together before. And Nonis, you know, is very happy in that kind of situation. He's not an egomaniac. He doesn't need the position of being seen as the guy in charge. He works very well in that environment. And, you know, I kind of looked into it a little bit, and I don't think that's going to happen. I think Nonis is going to stay in Toronto for a while anyway. I think Shanahan needs someone to oversee the organization. He needs somebody who has institutional knowledge of the organization. And because he's not just the president of hockey, he's also the president of the business. You know, you need someone to run the day-to-day operations of the team. So I think until Shanahan gets in there and says, all right, this is what I really see, he's going to need a guy like that there. So I think in Toronto, I mean, there's no way they're not getting away without serving up somebody, and that looks like it's going to be the head coach.
Looking around just at coaching jobs, this could be a very crazy offseason, I suppose, because I agree. I think Carlisle goes. I still think that Tortorella probably gets...
I think Tortorella's gone, too.
I think he's gone. Yeah. Sure seems like Adam Oates has coached his last game in Washington.
I'm getting very mixed.
Is that right?
Opinions on that one. I think McPhee will be out, and maybe of his own choice. I think there's a lot of frustration there. But I've got some guys telling me they think Oates will be out too. But I've got other guys saying that they wonder if Leonsis asks the new GM to start with Oates next year. I mean, a year ago, he could have won the Jack Adams. I mean, I don't know. I have to wait to see where all the dust settles in Washington. I'm getting very mixed signals out of there.
What do you think of Kirk Muller and his foothold in Carolina?
Yeah, I don't think the chances are that great there, and especially if Ron Francis takes over. You know, Francis has a long network of guys he played with or knows. I would be surprised. Based on everything I'm hearing, I would expect a change there, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Anything on Barry Trotz?
Same deal. I think we're expecting a change there as well. You know, he's been there 16 years, and, you know, I think it's difficult for these guys to answer these questions when they're there. But I wonder if when it's over, you know, he kind of once says maybe he realizes it's good for a change for him too. I mean, the rumor was also that David Poile was going to step out of the day-to-day dean because, you know, of his injury. And I emailed him on Saturday, and I said to him, you know, this is what I'm hearing. And he emailed me back and said, I'm not stepping down. That's not correct. So he's determined to hang on, but I think that Barry Trotz probably won't. And I think deep down, and maybe not even so far deep down, I think Trotz feels that it's time to start somewhere else. I think he's going to have a lot of opportunity. I really do. I think there'll be a lot of teams looking at him. And you know, Dean, we haven't even started talking yet about some of the teams in the playoffs. I mean, there's all sorts of hysteria in Pittsburgh about what happens if they lose early. And, you know, Glenn Healy in the Hot Stove on Saturday night, he mentioned San Jose. And, you know, San Jose is a team, you know, they went to 7 games last year in the second round in a brutal series against the Kings. They've got the Kings again in the first round this year. I mean, I understand that this is a results-oriented business. I do. But I look at San Jose and I say, I just wonder if one of the reasons they have trouble winning is as much geography as anything else. But there are guys out there who say that if they go down early, you have to keep an eye out on what may be happening there. And let's just say, for argument's sake, that McClellan was out. Teams are going to be throwing themselves at him.
Well, and I was going to say, because I had that written down, and I wondered, too, about Mike Yeo in Minnesota. If they don't advance past a round one, Bylsma, McClellan, Yeo, then you've got Paul Maurice, who's kind of, is he
in
staying?
Limbo right
you know
now,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then all of a sudden, if 8 jobs open up, does he say no thanks to Winnipeg to try and get one of those other more attractive jobs? We're talking a third of the league.
Yeah, I mean, like, people were, you know how it is in the NFL after the end? It's like Black Monday. I don't know if it's going to be like that in the NHL, but I do. But there are, you know, just in doing the research over the past couple of weeks, Dean, it's craziness. Like, it really is. Like, I've never heard as many rumors about coaching or managerial changes as I've had this year, and it's not close. Like there was one guy guessing he sees 10 teams, a third of the league, looking for somebody new in addition to all the positions we know, such as the GM position in Calgary. He thinks a third of the teams will make some sort of change this year, and he was wondering if he might be conservative. Now, we've got to wait till all the dust settles and we'll figure it out, but I found it pretty interesting that he felt that way.
And like you say, we know that Vancouver is looking for a GM, quite likely Washington. We know that Calgary is, and anything on Dale Tallon in Florida?
Well, I thought Peter Horacek did a pretty good job there, but Tallon was very noncommittal. And now the point was made to me the other day that Dale Tallon recently fired his assistant general manager, a guy by the name of Mike Santos.
Yeah.
And Mike Santos was a Nashville guy, and Peter Horacek was a Nashville guy. It was Santos who really pushed for Horacek to be their coach in the American Hockey League this year, and when they made the change, they had him in place. So I wonder if there's some guys wondering if that means that Tallon would totally like a fresh start. He already let go of one guy. He doesn't necessarily want to keep the coach, who's the assistant GM's guy. There were some guys who said to me they thought Tallon might be in trouble, but he just signed. He has, I think, 2 more years on his contract. And he's been very clear about it, that he has a lot of money to spend in the offseason. So I guess my answer to your question is he in trouble? I've heard the rumors. I asked him about them once. When the new owner took over, I said I heard he might be in trouble. And he was like, I'm telling you, I met with this guy face-to-face, and he told me everything was going to continue. So that's all I can tell you, Dean. I've asked him about it once, and I don't like to keep going back to guys and saying, hey, are you in trouble? Yeah.
So beyond that, here we are. And I guess it's a lot to ask, but do you hear anything about significant player movement? Obviously, Dion Phaneuf's taken a lot of heat in Toronto, but he's not going to be moved. Is there anything that's kind of maybe a little bit off the radar that could be significant?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think, for one thing, it's a little bit early. But number one, I think that Trevor Linden is going to tell Ryan Kesler to go home, think about it for a little bit, and then they'll meet again. I do think that that's either, do you want to be a Canuck or no? And we can meet and we can discuss it. So that's number one. I do think one of the biggest names you're going to hear quickly is going to be Jason Spezza. I think the Senators are going to test the market on him. I don't think they intend to sign him long term. Spezza does have a no-trade clause, so he'll have control, but I do think that his name is going to be out there. I think, you know, a lot of this depends on, you know, who gets knocked out early and things like that, too. I mean, we have to see what Shanahan wants in Toronto. I wonder if Phoenix is going to try and move Mike Ribeiro and see if anybody is interested in that contract. It didn't mix this year, but, you know, Phoenix has always tried to look for offense. And I do think the other name you're going to hear in Phoenix, and you've heard it before, is Keith Yandle. And I think they realize they need some sort of boost, and they know that the guy who gives them the best chance to get it is Yandle, because A, he doesn't have a no-trade clause, and B, he's valuable. I think Phoenix feels with Ekman Larson and a couple of their other young defensemen, they'll be able to replace his offense. They just realize they need a boost, and they've always said to Yandle, if you ever get traded, you'll see the trade and you'll understand why. I think you'll hear his name out there quite a bit.
That's great stuff today, Elliot. I guess a quick yes or no. Have you heard anything more on Evander Kane out of Winnipeg?
I've just heard that the Jets know that if they trade him, they run the risk of seeing him become a 40-goal scorer somewhere else. I think that worries them a lot.
Awesome stuff, man. Have a good week. We can't wait for that Shanahan press conference at 9.
Yes, 20 minutes.
Very excited. Thanks, pal.
Enjoy.
You bet. There's Elliot Friedman. Brought to you by Eastside Kia. Dare to compare with throwback pricing. Save $5,000 on a 2014 Kia Rondo LX, only $18,460, or $87 bi-weekly for the first 15 months. It's Eastside Kia.